This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Fall is playing with us, isn't it? Oh, you know, it's fall, but how about some of these hot days that remind us of May or June? The difference being, of course, the angle of the sun. Hoo-wee! I mean, that southern sun on your back and neck, ooh, on 90-degree days, that's a bit much. And then, you know, after some hot days, temperatures drop, and 80-degree days feel glorious, yeah. The overnight temperatures are what really catch my attention. And at our home near the banks, the Oahalote, temperatures at dawn have dropped to the low 40s a few times. 50 degrees, you know, that's mild. But 40 degrees, and you start thinking about chopping wood and maybe firing up the wood stove in the 1991 Marvelette. Well, that hasn't happened yet, but I've checked out my wood pile, and on excursions into the hills, I sure don't pass up a chunk of oak or juniper sitting on the side of the road. I mean, I can have all the mesquite I would ever need off our own land, and I do love burning mesquite, but oak, pinyon, juniper, they feel like exotics, and the smell of that smoke of those species coming from a chimney or a stovepipe, that is aromatherapy to me. But hey, and I mean, you know, it's fall. And I love getting up into the hills and into the oaks and pines, yeah. Those oaks and pines growing together along with some other shrubs that always seem to be with them. I mean, that grouping, it has its own name here in the borderlands. It's a biotic community, a biome called the Madrean Evergreen Woodland. And in this community, I mean, you'll find white-tailed deer and quadamundi and ghouls, turkeys and band-tailed pigeons, squirrels, mountain lions, black bear. But you know, let's add another mammal to that that's showing up more and more in the Madrean evergreen woodland of the borderlands, the jaguar. You know, in 1996, when rancher lion hunter Warner Glenn treed a jaguar in the Pelencillo Mountains, and also, you know, remember that in the same year, rancher lion hunter Jack Childs trees a jaguar in the Babakivi Mountains. And, oh my gosh, and over the last 20-plus years, jaguars have been seen and captured on trail cams, those motion-detecting cameras you set up in remote areas like of that evergreen woodland. And, you know, I wonder if anyone really thought, you know, back in 1996 that over these years, jaguars would be seen, tracked, captured on cameras, trail cams, in 9 different mountain ranges of southeastern Arizona. I mean, at one point, it was a certainty that jaguars were gone. They were gone from Arizona, hunted to death. They were chased out of town. I should say, you know, there's still a debate as to whether we can call jaguars a resident cat. I mean, these sightings could be just wandering jaguars, wandering panthera, onca, panthera for panther. The specific epithet is Greek for claw, onca. You know, that in Greek, the C, if that C is followed by the vowel A, then you got to pronounce it like a K. Is that fascinating? You can tell people that. Something you know now, and you can talk about that at a party. Put somebody to sleep. Anyway, panthera, onca. But listen, jaguars in the borderlands, jaguars in the borderlands. And as far as them being resident or not, I vote for them to be resident, you know. And I'm not alone in that. Many people and organizations want habitat saved, preserved, left alone. So jaguars will be residents and wander our Madrean evergreen woodlands. Recently, the Center for Biological Diversity released a new trail cam video of a jaguar. And guess where it was? It was in the Chiricahua Mountains. Yes, a jaguar hanging in the Madrean evergreen woodlands of the Chiricahua Mountains. A large yellowish-orange cat with black rosettes spotting its body, you know. And I read that the borderland male jaguars weigh about 150 pounds, females a little lighter, but 150 pounds of feline, my friends, a wild feline that may lie in dappled light of an oak woodland, totally camouflaged, studying you with its golden eyes as you wander by. I want to be studied by a jaguar. I want that wildness back in the hills. I want jaguars hanging out in the Madrean evergreen woodlands of southeastern Arizona. Listen, the jaguar is back in town. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.